Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so everybody, listen in. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell everybody you know, even your fair weather acquaintances, even that guy at the bar, even somebody you feel like you never want to talk to. The show is about it. It's not just suitable for everybody. It's a show that everybody needs to get behind this cause. You listen to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. And across from me is Organic OK. It's 11 o'clock on the dot here on the program. And, well, if you're just joining us, where have you been? No, you need to hear this. He picked me up. He took me out of McKinleyville, whatever, and we basically spent time touring the world. He found out that I was helping healing the homeless. Honestly, it happened. That's what I was doing. If you tuned in to us last, we were in Gary, Indiana. Now, it was refreshing to be in a city that wasn't like a big major city, but I gotta hand it to you. The place was not a happy one. McKinleyville has its share of crime, too, maybe a lot of it because it's such an idyllic place, but in Gary, Indiana, there was a lot of collective. There were a lot of people who didn't really welcome me in. I was talking about their garbage. They'd be grateful. But no, all they were just uneasy. There was someone in town that they didn't know. All right, what have you. Now, Organic, you remember? Off we were again, and we found ourselves where to next. Now where to? You told me. Dude, we're going to Texas. Texas. Now, I was not a well-knowledgeable person about the great state of Texas. You got to understand something. I try not to stereotype as I tend to, but I thought every places are similar. No place is just one big stereotype, you know what I mean? But there we were we headed for Dallas, Texas. What was I to expect? A lot of oil rigs? A lot of rough and tough cowboy types? I was careful not to make any assumptions. I was especially on my toes of what happened at Gary, Indiana. Don't you remember? We were there to pick up their garbage. They didn't welcome us in. They didn't know us, did they? Did they, Organic?
I wouldn't say necessarily know us. It's a concept to that, right? There's people that they feel that they inspire to reference things about people and not necessarily having to talk to them. But kind of go off or, you know, repetition of, I don't trust you, you know. I've seen this enough, you know. I don't have to really know because this is the same thing I experienced. So this is going to be the way that I think this is because this is something that I have experienced. You know, it's like they have, you know, like you cook a lot of times something enough where you feel like you know how it's going to come out even if you ain't necessarily, you know, monitoring it the way you should be. And maybe this time, because the temperature and how you cook something may not come out the same way because you didn't look at the time, you didn't check the temperature of it, so now it comes out not as you expected because it wasn't, you know, necessarily, you know, taking that extra step to see if it's prepared correctly. That's what it is with people. Sometimes you can take extra measures on people and still not have what you need because that person is a little bit different than what the actual resources, socially resources, psychological, you know, things that people have, you know, overcome. So you have a lot of components dealing with people and finding out there's a lot more to people's internal spirit, internal desires, you know, for a little bit more than you actually have been exposed to being aware of.
Thing is, you know, we went over there to help. I just want them by start picking up garbage or whatever, and all they can see is we don't recognize you. You're not from our town. I know. You got to basically be around there for a while before they start to know your name and welcome you in.
But there's a lot of people that is not, they're not, it's like you're saying you don't recognize somebody, but people don't recognize who is it.
No, that's what they were saying to me. I wasn't going to their neighborhood and saying, why don't I know you? I'm from McKinley. Remember, I'm just saying, what does it matter if you don't recognize me? How is that your business? It's not like I'm physically in your house. I'm walking around this part of town, this neighborhood, and I'm picking up the garbage around here. I mean, a little gratitude would be nice, but you know what? You don't have to do anything. All I got was attitude, not gratitude. They're trying
somebody
to prove this was theirs.
Is not actually helping you and trying to castrate you as your spirit and the essence of what you're doing is becoming cleansing to the opposition. There's so many parts of people's internal drive that you'll find out have not necessarily been tested to be better, tested to be clear, to really move along and say that, you know, it's something about that. It's things that you put in people's, you know, knowledge that they haven't necessarily been aware of because they've been so conditioned to have this be what this is. But when you come in and change that, they want to know where you come from, because it's been a long time since they even had the motivation to see these things, and then you come along and you're seeing things that they used to see, or maybe things that they do see now, and it referenced, like, wow, where's this person coming from? And they may say, I don't recognize this, because in their mind, depending on the individual, you know, you may be bringing something to them that they really wanted. And they're trying to understand what this is and how can they utilize it. Why is it around in the resources, you know, that you're bringing to them? They may not say it in a way you want to hear it because they're trying to, you know, put in their mind, what's going on? Yeah, this is Comedian Organic OK speaking.
This is DJ Butterfly Feces. Please, get involved. Chime in your two cents. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Get involved. Get in the middle of all of this. Become part of it. Anywho, I was in the car. I remember asking, maybe we should have gone someplace else. I don't think those people deserve help. I know. It's like trying to brush your dog's teeth, clipping nails, giving it a bath. The animal's not going to be appreciative, no matter how much they need it, but you just do what needs to be done. But they're really not grateful. I saw basically some of them making gestures at me, looking at their eye on me to watch me. Some of the audacity asked me what I was doing in their neighborhood.
In your mind, at any point, did you really see these people? Did you really think that these people was like people that you experienced at some time in your life that remind your relatives that you say, where you at, relative? I've been wondering where you was at. Like, is this things that you really thought? It's like, man, I gotta really think about what I'm doing now. Now relatives are everywhere. I got people that I thought that I had some type of vacation from. Now I find out they're everywhere. That's one of why my actual privacy is being compromised, because these are people that are all types of people that I, and now this is concentrated of experience that I have to be conscious and aware of all these components of people that I have not necessarily been. It's like going to department stores and not necessarily knowing people, and then you come in so much, people start talking to you like, you know, and you start responding to them like, this is something that, you know, it can be helpful, because people can say, oh, it's new clothes that you may be looking for that you didn't know was in the store. But I know normally you buy these things, right? When you got people that you come in to clean up, and they say, hey, and did you know this and this? It's certain things that be familiar when people bring it to your attention, maybe that you weren't thinking about, right? You know, because people start seeing things that you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. And now it's starting to be, it could be helpful in certain ways to, you know, give you more, you know, insight on something. But it can be, in a sense, it's like they're trying to monitor what you're actually doing in a way to say, hey, you know, you always cleaning up over here. Why are you? And it could be at moments. It could be like somebody micromanaging you. And it's the same kind of micromanaging you in the same way that you're doing when you're doing things in ways that your neighbors, they look at you like a neighbor in some ways, right? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you know, this, I wanted to keep that, but you actually taking it. And you're like, eh. You your mind has to micromanage things that you're doing in other ways because you want to keep stuff, collecting.
Huh. Point is, I picked up for them. I picked up their garbage. When it was time to go, I didn't even look back. Okay, maybe I did just once. I just wanted to hear them say, thank you. Thank you for basically making our city a little better, because Lord knows, even though we got all the time, we weren't doing it. But seriously, I found a lot of people that I really did feel sorry for. Once again, there were people living on the street, sleeping in condemned buildings. It was something.
You'd be surprised. You'd really be surprised on how many people that are sitting right there. They sit and let things burn like a campfire. And you think there's, there's nobody there, nobody see anything, no one can stop it. And sometimes they lack the caring ability to inform, because if you stand somewhere in a way, you think that they would say, hey, we need to stop this before the fire gets too bad. They sit there and let things burn. And they won't even try to stop the fire from just spreading. And then things would burn completely out and they just move on. And it's so many times where collectively, if they really wanted to stop the fire from burning the whole building, because a lot of the time you see no fire spread, and you be like, wow, why people don't stop? It's been times where I stopped fires and put fires out, and they'd be right there, like right up on the fire, and it's like, it's like they mind their own, mind their own business. Criminals and criminal things that happen, and people can talk to people and kind of talk people off and doing things. People say, you know, people are like, I don't care. I'm not going to be bothered. And you say, how many levels of this trauma and, you know, psychologically, you know, involvement that people are pulled back from to really help? You know, 100 warehouses, how many buildings, how many homes are burned up with people lighting fires and starting things, and they just let things burn?
Anyway, back to what happened then. We left, but I said, you know what? I'm not going to beat myself up about it anymore. I'm not going to feel sorry, because you know what? We went over there. Not to make friends, not to get all the love in the world. We wanted them to help, want to help each other, perhaps themselves, and, you know, unite. We're trying to make the homeless life better. But you know what? I wanted to pick up garbage, and I did it. And I even tried to get that housing pod, get that to catch on a little bit in Gary, because they could have used it. But it's like there wasn't time. So we're moving on up. We're going to the next step. Where to next? You looked me in the eyes, and you said, we're going to Dallas, Texas. Can we not have any premonitions about Dallas? And sure enough, it was like all the other places we visited. There were homeless people strewed all along their little community. There was junk to be found all over the place. The person I came across is a guy who was living in his car. I shook down and I made friends with him. I wanted to do that before I did anything. It's like you were saying, have you picked anything up yet? I said, I think we should make friends first. And so I did. Came across a guy who was living in his car. And he told me how he was happy. He was happier doing this than he would than back when he had a house. This is a lot easier, a lot less maintenance, he told me. I want to get everybody in everybody in Dallas a car. Just a place. Maybe they don't need the housing pod. A home is something you maintain, you know.
But see, at the same time, we have to put in consideration every person when they land in cars. Every person is not the same size, and as they land down, you know that people lay down in beds, and because they're not moving, they get bed. You heard the term people getting bed sores, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, so
yeah.
People, you know, getting car sores, and you know, and that's it started to. It's like you ever see, you know, organic vegetables and fruits and things you put in the refrigerator, and you say sometimes things that you have that are not organic and you just let it sit, and you see how the things that you let sit that's not in the refrigerator, you let things that sit in the refrigerator, and you see how it rots so fast, you know, and some things that people do is. You see how they're walking. You see how it's a lot of things that it deteriorates people because the way that they're sitting, the way that they're laying, you know. And then depending on people that have a lot of things they're sleeping on or being, you know, certain odors because, you know, water and moist and mildew. There's a lot of components that people have in their cars, vehicles. If that vehicle is absorbing all this bacteria, think about it in components of what that is. You see how, you know, you have maybe raw meat. The raw meat, it sets up in there and it starts, you know, depending on how you get a wrap, it starts draining, right? So it starts contaminating other areas, right? And if you have other food that people are putting in their vehicles, it's a lot of things that are bacteria and things that, you know, it get airborne depending on how they move. It's a lot of things that is being, you know, kind of shoved around and moved around, and that could be, you know, get people even more sicker, right? Having food and things around is mildew and the temperature changing and people's body odor and sweating. It's a lot of components to that in a car, and how the car is, how it's maintained, not being cleaned. It's a lot of different things that people are not necessarily thinking about that it can affect their health in more ways because, you know, a car, you know, have, you know, different things that are chemicals and things that hazards in cars because how cars are made. And it's a lot of things that people are not, you know, necessarily thinking about.
Look, nothing is really truly safe. We're not living in air-conditioned mansions at the moment. Every place you live, it's like when I was trying to get everybody, more houseboats so people could live at sea or something, trying to abolish homelessness. Here's the thing. There's no trouble-free life. There's no perfectly safe place to live. It's going to be good and bad no matter where you go and what you do. But the truth is, I was trying to make things better. And there was this guy living in his car. And what I said to him was, "How are you doing?" He said, "Fine. I'd live in my car than in my house. I don't have a house anymore, but I live in the car." I asked him why. It's a lot less maintenance. There was basically a lot of junk that was thrown around all over. And I said, "I want to push that housing pod thing on a lot of them. I don't know if they're all going to go with it. Well, maybe I should start cleaning up. I made friends." Yeah, guess what I brought you to? Don't just try to be their friend, dude. You got to help them. Pick up trash. Give a hoot. Don't pollute. Don't litter, man. So went around there, and I started picking up all the garbage that just laid there. It was all over the place. It was in around. I did it.
It's amazing. It's amazing connection. To see within people, but it's a major connection to not see within yourself, because to deal with that many type of people opposition. It takes so many things within you that you're thinking that you're truly helping somebody, but you have to recognize how you truly not contaminating their ability of seeing something that you didn't see before, connecting and understanding how do we change something that we have never seen the change happen before. Because on certain levels, you know, you kind of, it's like you time can stop in certain ways for certain things, it feels like. In certain ways, you know, you can feel almost like you're contaminating the actual change.
I came across one more person who was basically living in his car, another one. Actually, there were several, but I didn't really get to make all buddy-buddy with all of them. I made friends, I got to know them. Some of them basically were a little standoffish. They didn't want to make friends. But it doesn't matter if they like you or not. The point is, you're out there to help them. I came across another one. He was living in a much more beat-up car, and he had a prosthetic leg. I said, what happened? He said, I lost this serving my country. He was a war veteran. You hear about war veterans on the street, and it really is painful to see them. These are people who gave themselves, who sacrificed themselves for this country. And you want to think that because they did that, then the government is going to help them. The government is basically going to be there for them. And then when you see when they're not, when they disregard them as anything else, it is scary. It's scary, isn't it?
It's not just scary, man. It is something that if someone sees this actual, you know, lacking the understanding, and you see this, you're able to change this. You know, you can change the narrative of what a person's experience is. And it's really this kind of connection as you changing people's experience. You can see how people have, you know, been kind of conditioned because so many people that is trying to, you know, overlap, and in a sense, it's a pressure gauge. We start cleansing people and start changing this. You start seeing change and start seeing people's mind recognize things as people say, oh, this person, there's something wrong with this person. This person, something not. It may be all those things based on what they're dealing with. But as you're connecting these things to the things that they're the challenges, you can see all the things that's actually, you know, the challenges that they're facing. You overcoming the challenges, and then the challenge into them, it can start digesting, changing the concept that's in their experience, and changing the route that they experience in their mind. And you can do so many things that they will be considered not even able to do based on how the people and the process that they have been conditioned and the steps to get to that point, right? So you are cleansing the mental capacity of what people's minds are traveling, and you can push their minds in a place and develop more things that they have actually. So you'll be re-giving people a new perspective in their minds, and their mind can be rerouting the things that people say, oh, hold on a minute. So these habits and things that we have been programming to believe that this is the bottom, this is no, there's no more that a person can actually lose in their ability to not actually grasp the actual information that people have been programming to be monitored. But it's so many things that you see things that grow, right? You see the concept of growth. So these people can grow beyond the actual limitations of people's information and become better than they ever was before, and getting the mental capacity of knowledge that reconnect them and be even more connected. And this can change their life, not just temporary. It can change their life on an eternal mode, and change them and make them more important to their purpose and their connection of things that they have lost. They can connect these things in a new growth and reroute these things and connect people to another level and become more than what they intentionally have meant to be under the things that they have been conditioned to know. But now they know more, and they're conditioned to change and have more than what they would ever have under a system that have castrated and oppressed them for them not having the way and the means. They can have even more once they figure out ways to take this different approach.
Please join our conversation. Call in. You're listening to the program Cocooning from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces and Organic OK. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. I try to really be friends with the war veteran. The guy missing a limb. The government, I mean, it really is a sad sight when you see this, dude. He wasn't just wounded for his country. His country did not take care of him.
Exposable. He's on the street right now. I told him my story. I told him what I was going around doing, helping this community, because Organic OK took me under his wing, made me one of them. He did that. And why? He said, I think what you're doing is incredible, soldier. Going out there helping us. He saluted me. So I stood up and saluted him right back. I wish you were there. I wish you could have saluted him, too. Once again, man, he's one of those elders that deserves respect. Look, I'm not going to be one of those people who basically say that you should always respect every elder. There's something to be said for merit, dude. Some of them, they don't deserve to be saluted and praised just because they decided to survive a little longer to make it to old age. Some people deserve respect. Most don't. But this was a guy who did. God, listen to myself. This is the problem with me. This is the reason that basically humanity, we're all so against each other. If we just respect, if we just stood up and saluted each other, if we were just better.
And once you become the psychological change, you won't actually affect people in the way that it's been left to be like trash. You have their mind mentally, emotionally set up as a recycling bin process, and they will become more than anybody imagined from the imagination of just seeing things wake up from the dream. It'll be the dream waking up from the experience and the actions. And so this would be really the holiday. This would be really the time where connecting that to the desire of others will make that become more. And as the actions and what's in place, we start seeing more of growth as fruits, vegetables, and people's psychological process. You be connecting to healthiness and organic. And you know my favorite thing to say. Yeah, it's harvesting greatness that is exposing.
All things we need. You know, some I like to believe that we gave Dallas, Texas, we got to pick up the garbage. I also told them about the invention of the housing pod. And I wanted to put up some of them right there. Maybe not for everybody, but just build a few. Someone could stay in their car. Someone could stay in a pod. We can get a houseboat or two for people. I know. I thank you all for listening to Cocooning from the Microphone. Hopefully at some point. I know you all out there listening. One of you calls in to say, hey, how are things? We wish you all nothing but the best. And there are a lot of people out there who need a roof over their head. Let's all try to do something about that, shall we? Once again, thank you for listening to Cocooning from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces.
And Organic, okay.
Thank you. Once again, tune in next week to see where we wound up next. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Thank you all for listening. Thank you. I'm going to get some sleep. Good night. Good night, brother. Good night.
Good night.